A little bit of miscommunication. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Casual Friday RPT. Have we gotten any feedback off Casual Fridays?
I did actually. I put a poll.
Oh, they're like, bro, not enough politics.
No. I actually put up a poll on the Patreon, and people were like, we like the break from politics and chaos. So They dug it. People dug it.
Well, we'll touch upon a couple things, I promise.
For sure.
This is Red Pill Tamales, Casual Friday. It's your boy Chingo Bling. We got DJ producer Big Rob in the building.
Hello, everybody. Buenos dias. Good noche.
Joining us today, once again, man, Juan What's Perez up? In the building, comedian. Shit, you might have seen him on my social media as well. And he directs me and stuff a lot behind the scenes with some of these crazy, crazy skit ideas. But I enjoy Casual Fridays, not only as a host, but even as a listener. Rob thought he was going to get away with a quarter hit before Thursday's episode. Baby
Shark. Oh, no,
shark.
That was good.
That was good.
I didn't see it.
That's fine. It's already recorded on the last
little,
episode.
A little baby hit.
Yeah. Towards about halfway through, because I definitely felt the little elevation feeling, and I was like, oh, don't get out of hand. I could feel the kind of like little out-of-body experience happening. I was like, all right, stay right here. I'm right here. I'm good.
Stay present.
Please stay here. And sure enough, I was like, cool.
He was like,
PTSD for the depth. Oh, my God.
Flashbacks. You can't see my hands because I'm zoomed in, but I'm literally gripping the table like this.
Stay grounded.
I swear to you, that's what I was doing. But hey, I did it.
He was like, hey, Chingo. Have you heard the one about the groomers?
Well, dude, it's been a while. So when you cough, because I coughed initially, and then you feel it in your throat, I'm like, God, this is gonna be bad. Like, it's been a while since I smoked.
It was a baby hit.
It was a tiny baby hit, but it sparkled. And when shit sparkles, it scares me.
I mean, I don't be smoking no mid. That's the thing.
I'm giving you the credit.
Exactly.
He gets that good, good. You know, need to brand it your own brand.
One hit will do you right.
One hit, or do you really wrong.
Did you ever think you'd get to the point where it'd be hard to find Reggie?
Right? Motherfuckers took Reggie for granted.
Right? You're not a big smoker, right?
Mm-mm.
Okay. No. I'm not alone.
It's just because I just have a hard time waking up in the morning. Like, for whatever reason, it just makes me real groggy.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I kind of stay away from it.
Well, I always have to drink, too, along with it, which doesn't make it any better. But we've talked about that. But next time, I'm bringing a bottle next week. To celebrate Christmas next week, I'm bringing a bottle, and we're drinking. Oh, sure. Dude, I found some fire tequila. At a little place that I'm going to bring for you to try, because I know Chingo likes tequila. We were making some ranch waters with just that 1876, because Topo Chico is hard to find right now at HEB. And Lime.
Ever since they got bought by Coca-Cola?
They did get bought by Coca-Cola.
But the 1876, that's the HEB version?
Mm-hmm. They had to make their own because it was so hard to get Topo.
Damn.
I don't know who or how they went into partnership with, but they had to do it in like... I think 3 months, like 90 days or something like that. They got a whole facility running for that mineral water. Yeah. Crazy.
Damn.
But on Thursday's episode, Chingo's talking about these sensitive weirdos that talk about, you know, the groomers and using that whole language on Twitter and stuff.
Yeah, they're trying to make the word groomer out to be a slur against gay people.
Yeah, so we were talking about that, and then just sensitive people and people that get, you know, triggered by stuff. So I had this video that was in my inbox from the Daily Caller. Great, we don't mention them enough. I mean, Jorge Ventura's worked for them for a while and done projects with them. Tucker Carlson used to be an owner of it. He was like co-founder, I believe, of it. They made a really cool weed documentary we talked about with Jorge Ventura. They do a lot of good stuff, and they report good stories. But they have, you know, entertainment and other stories on there, too. So I'm going to pan this over to you guys. And like I said, the audio, I don't have that linked up, so we're going to listen through it through the laptop. And stop me at any point, Chingo, if you want to assess this.
So this is Troy Bond, and the video is titled, Heckler Calls Me Racist.
Oh, got to start from the jump.
Way better than the last show I just did. They were all pieces of shit. That's how it was. Sometimes you don't get a good crowd. Sometimes you get a good crowd. They're not great, this is good. Like, this crowd feels great, but it's gonna get good. I feel like I'm one bad joke away from this feeling like a public pool. That's no one's first choice to swim, but it's a pool. I'm gonna be the band-aid you swim away from. This is gonna be a fun night. Look at this room tonight. Look how we're all together in this room getting a new COVID variant.
I'm already triggered.
You closer together, knowing because comedy brings people together. That's why I think politicians should be forced to do stand-up. If any politician did stand-up in history, they could have avoided controversy. I voted for Joe Biden, but that shit didn't feel great. Felt like I was giving Grandpa the keys to the Oldsmobile and telling him to drive to California. That was the best of a bad situation. I give credit where credit is due. I'm probably the most pro anti-Trump comic out there. That no, mother...
You're not
shut the
fuck up!
Shut the fuck
up. As a white guy trying to talk for black people...
I'm not.
Bitch, no, you're not.
Yes, I wasn't.
No, you were.
You just
you
tuned in.
You were trying to.
Well, I...
You were trying to.
Hold on.
For what? What are you upset about? It's not me.
No, and shut up. Any black person that try to laugh at his fucking jokes, no.
Stop having fun, motherfuckers.
Go ahead, yeah. Stop having fun.
Can we get her an Adam or something?
Wow. Are you serious?
See, yeah, no, that's what happens.
No, you're white listen, trying listen, to, like, listen. Talk about... No, and you...
My probation officer is here now. I don't know who the fuck you're mad at, but it's not me.
No, a white person trying to make fun of black people.
See, now you're crying, and I was just trying to make you laugh.
No, don't do that.
Okay, I'm sorry. Now I'm gonna make fun. I was trying to be empathetic.
It wasn't funny.
It was not.
No. I don't care. You trying to, like, laugh at that shit. That's
how dare I at a comedy club? She came here for a TED Talk. Everybody knows you go to the basement for political opinion. I don't even know what he's saying, but it's just shit sounds tense.
You a bitch.
Why do you think I'm doing this for a living? You think I was a football player? I'm a bitch, goddammit. There's nothing you can say to me. I haven't said 6 inches from the mirror. You're the first name going in my suicide note tonight.
Yeah, well, got him.
Have a good night, Kamala Harris. I got like 4 more in the chamber.
No, Kamala Harris.
Wait, don't drop the scarf, man. That was $3 at Dollar Tree, man.
Madden, bitch. Stop.
Yeah, go pick up the gun she left under the chair.
Are you serious? No, y'all wanna laugh about
it? I'm so horny for no reason right now. Me, I'll come, bitch.
How disruptive,
dude. So that's the gist of it. So she got him. I don't know what exactly he said about the most anti-Trump comic or some shit or COVID. I don't know.
How do y'all see this?
I gotta see. I agree with him, but the part that I miss is how did she switch?
Yeah, like what was it about?
Because what he said, he's like, you just tuned in, so she wasn't really listening.
Yeah,
he said something about Biden.
Yeah, it didn't feel good. He was making some joke. I don't
know. I just need to see what the transition was again. If you can go just to the part, because he goes straight from Biden to. I'm the most anti-Trump, and then she just like jumped in like you're a racist, and he's like, what the fuck.
I was giving Grandpa the keys to the Oldsmobile.
It's the transition.
Telling him to drive to California.
She just heard Trump.
That was the best of a bad situation.
Right here.
I give credit where credit is due. I'm probably the most pro anti-Trump comic out there. That
no,
mother.
You're not.
Shut the fuck up! Shut the fuck
up. As a white guy trying to talk to black people.
I'm not.
Oh, much. As a white guy trying to talk to a black audience.
They were all laughing. I mean, we can't. That's why she said we can't see the audience.
But she
one.
Said all you black people shouldn't be laughing at him.
But he said I'm the most pro anti-Trump. Yeah. So technically, to her point, it would be with her. It would be on her team. She wasn't paying attention.
Well, for one, it's kind of edited. But if you go back, she's already saying it by the time she's talking over him. By the time he says pro anti-Trump, she's already saying you ain't funny. No, stop.
Yeah.
If you want, you can go back about 20 seconds. Yeah, right there. Real quick, we want to take time to shout out our sponsors. Shout out to, man, this is family, bro. These are the homies. Y'all know I still put out singles from time to time. I'm always complaining I don't get in the studio enough. But when I do, and I want to release a hot track to all my listeners on Apple Music, Spotify, I make sure I deal with my people. So South Music Distribution, you know, they handle all the digital. And, dude, they deal business to business. They deal with artists, you know, mainly. So it's not even really something that the average listener can really take advantage of per se. However, you can go on there and shop on their website. They got vinyl, some classic titles and special releases and stuff like that. Follow them on Instagram, SoSouthTX. But even though they mainly deal with like global distribution of artists and things like that, they're like, hey, we want to show love to the podcast. We work with you already. We support what you do, support your voice, and, you know, keep it going. So we appreciate the love. So South, make sure you follow them on Instagram, SoSouthTX. And of course, hit up the website, SoSouth.com. If you're an artist and you need services like marketing, consulting, they do all that too. They make sure they get all your royalties, all your publishing in more markets. They even submit your music for like movies, television, commercials, and media. Go get some more info right now. Hit up the website, SoSouth.com. Big friends of the podcast and big friends in real life. We do a lot of business together. And go stream my old catalog, all my old titles, brought to you by So South. Get on Spotify, go on Apple Music. So South, make sure all my music is everywhere when you're looking for it. Much love. Back to the show.
Felt like I was giving Grandpa the keys to the Oldsmobile and telling him to drive to California. That was the best of a bad situation. I give credit where credit is due. I'm probably the most pro anti-Trump comic out there. That
no,
mother...
You're not
shut the fuck up!
She said it when he said pro. So she...
No.
Yeah, she was already talking.
I think she was... I haven't heard either one of y'all say, how drunk was this bitch?
Oh, well, yeah, I guess that's a given. She's slurring
because
her words.
I'm trying to see how y'all see this. Like,
well, I saw her face. She didn't look too fucked up.
The way she's talking, though, she sounded slow.
Right whenever he
she's
said,
going through something.
Cause right
she's
whenever
about to cry.
Yeah, because right whenever he said Kamala Harris, she paused and was like, I can't.
He roasted in front of everybody
at
that point.
That's the most racist joke. Have you ever dealt with somebody that bad? Either one of you? Mm-mm. Where they're like coming on stage damn near?
Oh, well, yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, it wasn't like that, but it was at the Kickapoo Casino. Some fucking,
Kickapoo Casino.
Yeah, some drunk lady literally was walking up to the stage, and I was like, can somebody get this grandma out of here? And then, like, I was talking like three different tables because it turned out to, like, she's, like, trying to date me. I'm like, what the fuck?
What?
Like, yeah, she was, like, 70. I was like, I need a sugar mama. And I just started calling her babe. And babe, can you be quiet? Can you get my babe like that kind of stuff and talking like that? That's kind of how I addressed it.
There was a comic a week ago. There was a video on Twitter that I saw a couple times that somebody was, you know, heckling and then starts to run at the comic and the comic just front kicks him. Did you see that video?
Oh yeah, I saw that.
He knocked him down. He's like, I didn't want to do it. He made me do it.
He did a front kick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. People are wild, dude. They have like some people don't have etiquette, and it's crazy because sometimes it's like their first show and they just don't know how to act at a first comedy show.
Yeah. And some people bring friends, and some of those friends, they act out because they don't know what they're in for.
Yeah, that's probably more of it too, right? Mm-hmm.
And then, like, this lady, damn, she was already getting emotional. Like, I know y'all been around some drunks like that. Oh, they mixed the wrong shit somehow, some way, or they've been drinking too long, or they went over that level of now you causing a scene, now everything's awkward, now we have to leave type of thing. Like, it's a group, and next thing you know, now you cry. Why is she crying?
Yep.
Why is she crying?
Dude, it sucks to hear that person. What?
Now who's going to drop her off and all this other shit?
Yeah, he was a good comic because he was like, he was taking the jabs in there, but at the same time, he was doing what comics do, leaning the fuck into it.
Yeah.
And he knew it too because he's like, I don't know what you're mad at, but it's not me.
Yeah.
Like he knew it.
That
he was
great.
Like, you fucked up.
And he's like, there's nothing you can say to me I haven't said to myself 6 inches from the mirror.
Yeah, that was good.
But I mean, I couldn't see how the club was handling it. Like, how close were y'all to like, all right, ma'am, you gotta go type of thing? Like, how long did that take? Because that started to derail the whole fucking...
Well, he had to tell him to come get her.
Yeah. When you yell that loud, though, when he's like, shut the fuck up, he's probably already told her a couple of times.
I know. That's why it's unfortunate this is all edited.
Yeah.
Right there, it kind of looked like he was losing his cool.
Yeah, but it might have been the sixth time he was like, please be quiet, man. Man, ruin the show. Shut the fuck up. Yeah, those fucking people are wild. Did you listen to Protect Our Parks with on Rogan
recently?
Yeah,
I didn't know there was a new one.
Yeah,
I
on Saturday.
I haven't listened to it yet.
Oh, okay, well, it's like 5.5 hours. Right, it's like the longest podcast that they ever do.
Great.
They're fantastic. It took me all weekend to finish it though. Like, I had 2 hours here, 1 hour there. I finished it this morning. But towards the end of it, damn. And they did mushrooms for the entire time. So for the 5 hours, Shane Gillis and everybody's like, they're out of their mind.
Oh, they're on mushrooms the whole time?
The whole time. It's hilarious. It's so, fuck you. Actually, that might be better.
We should do that, Chico.
Yeah, if you microdose.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. No, they didn't microdose. They went in.
Let's go in.
And you know, Ari had his dog and they were freaking out and they went to go pee and then like the dog's freaking looking at me while I'm peeing. Like, it's fucking hilarious.
Got a groomer ass dog.
But they were talking about this somewhere towards the middle end of the podcast about like the Opie and Anthony days and the Stern mm-hmm. days.
Oh, I love those conversations.
Right. They're so fun to hear. And then they were playing some videos. And then they started talking about how those shows taught them to be podcasters, right? Like mm-hmm. being able to go to O&A and just that's like chill, right? Mm-hmm. That was the big...
The hang.
Yeah, the hang. Well, when they were touring around that time, and Ching always brings this up, this is why I wanted to bring it up, about like the regionalness of areas. And you brought up radio in the last episode about how you mm-hmm. used to like going to different markets to see mm-hmm. what was popping on the radio, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So for them, it was the same thing. Rogan would talk about, you know, this was 20 plus years ago. They'd go to wherever, like somewhere in the Midwest, and they'd hear country songs they'd never heard before, but the whole, you know, bar is like, the whole honky-tonk's going crazy for it, you know? And different cultures within those communities were like, they uh-huh. were like, you were always experiencing something else. And then Shane, they're like, nah, you go everywhere, it's the same fucking shit. Same people, everyone's got to be exactly the same. We all got to be equal no matter what we do, what we yeah. like, what we see, and all that shit.
Yeah.
So I kind of wanted to just pose that to you, because you've experienced that.
Turn my headphones down a little bit.
Oh, down, please. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Well, one way to look at it is like, oh, you're in your elitist coastal bubble and you look down on middle America as flyover states with no food, no culture, no fucking culinary, no fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like art, fashion, like people don't think, they don't think of the South when they think about like fashion and, mm-hmm. and chefs, but some of the best fucking chefs and stuff from the South. Or you could look at it like, you can discover shit everywhere. For example, even on the coast, mm-hmm. especially sometimes, right? For example, one time in New York, man, I think I was doing a Cinco de Mayo event or something, but like one of the homies was DJing some shit like in Manhattan or something. And it's like this little like almost like an Austin type of vibe, but like a party, but like not a big nightclub. And then all of a sudden, you're thinking these are just New Yorkers. All of a sudden, the DJ drops some like crazy fucking Albanian tragos de amargo licor type shit.
Yeah.
And everybody singing the fucking words and the DJ ain't even Albanian or whatever. And you're just like, bro, how the fuck you know this shit? He's like, bro, I have to know all this stuff. I'm in New York and I DJ a lot. So I'll be having to know what the motherfucking Ukrainians like or the Czechs. And if you live in New York, you grow up eating pierogies and there's an Ecuadorian food cart and there's some Caribbean shit. Indian and yada yada. So I remember that experience. I was like, what the fuck? Another crazy experience is when you kick it in the South with like Southern white folk, where to them, it's like they have a fucking rebel flag, racist type of pride, but almost like, we're proud from the South. Like, we're proud Southerners. Like, this is our culture. Like, the biscuits and the gravy you know what I'm saying? Where it's like, don't always try to associate it with American apartheid and slavery and genocide and civil war. Like, it's more than that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I found that to be very eye-opening. It was like, oh, shit, this is the first set of white folk that are proud to be white, basically.
Mm.
Where it reframed it for me. It's like, oh, by being proud of being from the South, it's almost like fucking Dukes of Hazzard. Y'all remember Dukes of Hazzard?
Love Dukes of Hazzard. Yeah.
The original shit?
Yeah.
Not like some remake?
Well, the remake was all right with Johnny Knoxville and what's his name? Did you watch that?
Nope.
You didn't?
Nope.
He grew up strict, dog.
Oh, okay. That's true. No, it was good.
He couldn't even watch Bart Simpson.
Yeah, couldn't even watch Bart Simpson.
Jessica Simpson and the Daisy Dukes?
Oh, I was on Family Matters and Full House. That's where I was.
Watching like this, yeah. With your feet kicking up.
Hey, Mr. Tanner.
Straight up Steve Urkel.
So. Uncle Danny. Like that Danny Brown video.
Yeah. I mean, the old stuff. One of the main characters was like the dad on Smallville. Did you ever watch Smallville?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a great show, right? Mm-hmm. His dad is one of the original Dukes of Hazzard dudes. Yeah,
I know that much, but I just never watched any of the episodes.
That was great. Plus, I love like those old cars, like the Charger. You know, the orange Charger was fucking amazing. So cool.
Challenger.
No, it's a Charger.
It wasn't a Challenger?
No, it's a Charger. The Charger used to be two-door.
Look into it.
Okay.
Wait, if Chingo's right...
You might be right.
If Chingo's right, you got to take a hit.
Facts. Straight up.
He knows more about cars than I do.
Right now, Chingo.
Did you watch it, Chingo?
Dukes of Hazzard, yeah.
Yeah?
A lot.
Really?
A lot. It was always on. It was on after school type shit. It was amazing. Have you seen any of the old episodes, though?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because it was an amazing show when you were a little kid, bro. Fact check me. What does Media Matters have to say about that? What are you talking about? The General Lee?
It says Charger. Type Charger. Dodge Charger.
Yeah, it's a 69 Charger.
Okay.
Yeah.
The reason I was wrong is because to me, the new Challengers they put out resemble this right here.
Yeah, they should have made the Charger like this, two-door, but instead they came out the Challenger making that like their two-door coupe and then the Charger four-door. But where I lived, dude owned a golf course, and his family owned a golf course, his dad did, and then he ran it and also was in a classic car, so he had a 67 67 Super B that looked similar to the General Lee. Mm-hmm. They're fucking great, man. Cars don't look like that anymore, honestly. Like, there's a handful of cars that look cool, and the rest of them all look like Priuses.
True.
Well,
they're not made out of metal and shit no more.
No, but I mean, they could look cool. Like, do you like cars?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
A little bit. What, I mean, I don't know a lot about them. But
yeah. What's a good looking, what's a good looking sexy car to you these days?
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, no? Hey, they got some nice fucking pickup trucks out there, boy.
Dude, trucks.
They got some nice pickups.
The new F-150s look fire.
Damn, now that I think about it, maybe I'm not a car guy. Because I'm like, man, you know what? And I can't, nothing, I just blank.
Just blank?
You know what?
Damn.
Yeah.
Did you guys see Tom's video last night from Two Birds?
I loved it.
I sent it to you, right?
Yeah, you sent it to me and I was like, yeah, man. He got fucking fed up and he was just like,
what happened?
Let me show you.
Bro.
Give me a second. It's going
to
take me a couple
seconds. He got fed up with people. You know how him and Bert like to buy gifts and kind of, because they work hard for their money and they work hard for what they have. And they probably came from nothing. You know what I mean? So like for them, whenever
they started from the bottom, now we're here.
Yeah. So now whenever they do stuff, they put it out for everybody to see. Mm-hmm. And then you get some fans that get like upset about it. And so he spoke out against it.
Oh, okay.
And Bert looks so fucking uncomfortable. Oh, so
that is the end of the teaser. All right. If you want the whole enchilada, the full shebang, that's strictly for the patrons. We're hitting y'all with more premium content. So head on over to patreon.com/redpilltamales and get full access to all of the shows, all of the content, and all the premium exclusives. All right. See you there. patreon.com/redpilltamales. Sauce.